Hello?
Hello?
Here is Handyman Service.
Who's this?
Hi, sir. Mauricio. Yeah, good afternoon, sir. This is Tony. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today, sir?
All right.
Great to hear that. Yes, sir. I'm calling to speak with you, sir, regarding listing your business on the first page in Google for your keywords in your area. Okay. So, you know, advertising to get your clients consistently for your business. Right?
So I don't have any money. There's no money. We're living in a time right now. There's no money. So unless you could do it with a deal that it's very hard today. You know the economy is bad. So I don't know what you're going to offer.
Oh,
so
to get
people,
here, sir, because
in other words, what I'm trying to say, I don't want to waste your time. Okay, your business is you work to make money on commission. But you also got to understand, if you know, where are you living in this country or are you calling from an outside the United States?
Honestly, sir, we're working from home, so remotely. So
yeah, but you live in the United States?
No, sir.
Do you live in the United States?
No.
Okay. You know? No, where do you live?
In the Philippines.
Well, then that's why there's no work, because it doesn't affect you. There's no money here. People don't have money to pay for advertising. Small business, the only people that have money in the United States are the big business. Small business don't have any money. That's why. So I'll be wasting your time if I keep you on the line. And so the bottom line is you're going to give me a shot to advertise in Google. Is that correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay, there we go. Let me stop you right there. You guys have been calling me already. A small business, okay, you are going to tell me how to make money. That is true. In order to make money as a business, you'll have to let people know that you exist. But
exactly,
here's the thing. Where are these small businesses going to get their money when everything has gone up? Insurance, things like that. So at the end, you're wasting your time. Unless, here's the thing, but you're not going to do it because you're just someone who works for Google. Unless
right.
You basically tell the small business that you don't have to pay. You pay as you progress. But you want the money in advance.
Well, you know what, Mr. Mauricio, okay? Marketing is the only thing that will provide a return on investment. Because everything else, such as your cable bill, insurance payment, and car note, are expenses. Okay, none of those provide you with an opportunity for phone calls for your service. Okay, this is not making a decision based on your advertising budget. This is making a decision to get customers that are already looking for your type of services, and they are ready to spend money to ask for your service. All right? Let me ask you this. Do you see the benefit of being on the first page of Google? Not yet, right?
Can I say something?
For sure.
I like to talk because I like to give you guys some advice the way life is. The people that you want them. If you look at me as an individual that wants to say yes to you and advertise and listen to you and follow your instruction, correct? If I do that, out of a hardship, out of squeezing money from someplace else to do that, then there's the other problem. The people that want to be my customers, like you said, you just say, if you remember 3 seconds ago, that I have money to have things done, that were looking for you. That's where you're wrong. There's not too many people that are looking, because they find themselves to, they have to prioritize their money. And the only way that's going to change is Google, whoever the company, they have to change their format. The format is that you have to gamble on us by giving us the service without the money, I mean, with a little bit of money, and then as the service gets better, then you take the money. Because there's no money on both sides. I don't know, you see, and that's why I say, where do you live? You don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you don't know.
You know, I totally understand you where you're coming from, sir. Mr. Mauricio, okay. Let's be realistic, Mr. Mauricio. It's not going to make you rich, and it's not going to make you poor, okay? What this campaign will do is serve as a benchmark for future in business and growth, right? And then you know for sure that you've finally found the advertising partner that you can trust and who can consistently bring you new business, right? I'm not trying to disagree with you or be argumentative, but being on the first page of Google is not going to cost you money a lot. It's going to make you money. And if you feel you can afford, which is like $299 because of luck of business, then you can't afford it to be on the front page of Google.
You got to understand one thing. The only way someone that has to figure out a way how to do is finances, because there's not that much money and customers don't have money, is for the big companies to invest in us, not us investing in the big company. Because in the way, and what I mean by that Google has to invest in us, is to give us something and then we'll start the thing. The only way Google operates, which is the right way of operating, is to make money constantly without worrying about people if they have money or not. What you're doing is fishing. It's like going fishing. You get on a boat and you go fish. Yeah, you look and see if it's fishing. How many fish to bite? I'm not going to bite. In order for me to bite,
mm-hmm.
is
well,
for
you
to
get... Well, you know what, Mr. Mauricio, I completely understand, okay? Especially when you're managing every dollar as a small business owner, okay? That's exactly why this service was built, to help you increase your cash flow. We position you where real customers are already searching, and our clients often recover the cost within their first few jobs, okay? If you could get everything set up for under, like, $299 today, let's say, and give you 30 days to start generating leads before another bill, okay? That would make this easier, wouldn't it?
Well, in an economy that is a good economy in the United States, but as of right now, that's not going to work.
Okay. Got it.
You got to understand, you think the United States is, because it's the most powerful country in the world, you think that people, small business, everybody's making money. You got to look at it this way. Small business sometimes is just nothing but a little guy, which that's what it is, that exists to make big money for the big company, the big company making the money. You have to, and the other thing, you got to get up every morning and say this to yourself. I'm sure you got to do. What do you say to yourself when you get up in the morning? How much money do I need to live a nice, comfortable life? Do you get up in the morning saying that to yourself? When you get up in the morning, you say to yourself, I'm going to work, and you get, and then, whatever money I make, I got to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
You
Look,
need
Mr.
to do
Mauricio,
that.
Okay? I'm not asking you to trust me with my words right now. I'm asking you to evaluate us every single month. That's why I'm not binding you with a contract. So you're not tied up on a contract with our service. A contract is only for companies who can't deliver, results, right? Okay, let's make a deal. Take advantage of this service, okay, that I'm offering you today, okay, which is the Google service ads. And if I won't keep up with the expectations that I told you, okay, regarding with what we can do for your business, give me a call. And let's have another one-on-one talk. How about that one?
Me calling you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to waste your time. The only way I will call you, I'm going to tell you exactly the only way I will call you.
Okay.
This is what I want. This is what I want from you guys. You take my business, put it on Google, and for no money. As soon as the month expires, or the first two months expires, you come back to me and you say, if we continue past the second month, you need to pay the previous 2 months, and then we'll go to the next month.
Let's revise the situation or scenario, okay? If I'm a customer and I'm asking for your service for free, would you do it? No, right?
No, I do it all the time. I'm going to explain to you why. You ready? I'm going to tell you. Customers will come to me when I get to their home to stay in the deck. All right? They call me and I go and, you know, visit, and I have to look at the deck. And I have to think in about no longer than 15 minutes to see what the price is. I give them a price. And then they in turn, they come back and they give me their opinion how much the deck should be, and how we're going to do it. Now, I have to think back and say, you know what, am I going to make some money? Yeah. Is it going to be what I thought? No. It would be nice if big companies would think the same way. But you guys don't think that way because you guys don't have that way of thinking. Your only way of thinking is go fishing, and if you catch the fish, that's good. You put it on the board. Today I caught 5 fish. But when I go fishing, I gotta go see the fish. I gotta talk to them. They're gonna tell me they got no money. And then I gotta figure out a way to finalize the deal. That's the thing. Believe me, you'll be surprised what I do sometimes. It's not free 100%, but you could call it free because if a job it usually costs, let's say, $500 to stay in the deck, and now you do it for, let's say, I don't know, $200, you're still making some money. But it's not the same. So, and if you make, let's say, $50 for 2 hours work of standing a deck, a small deck, whatever.
I totally understand
you,
where you're coming from, Mr. Mauricio,
yeah,
okay?
To someone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What type of advertising are you currently using, or when is the last time you use Google to search for something, or how do new clients find you?
I advertise by completely drop the stuff around the area, the community. You just do what is called pick your community, pick your town. If there's a town of 5,000 people, 10,000, 50,000 people, you can't do the whole town, so you pick your community. You could drop 1,000.
Right? The OG marketing strategy. Yeah. Okay, got it. I totally hear you, Mr. Mauricio. I understand your concern. But you know what, sir? Success on the internet is all about working with the right company. We are partnered with both Google and Meta, which is Facebook, which is now the trending one, and have been in business for almost 20 years. Okay? And I'd be happy to pull up examples for you, sir. What held you back from moving forward previously?
Well, what keeps me, small business, I'm not talking about other, is that the only way I'll accept any advertising when people call me, see, let me put it this way. You, assuming you want to sell something, and now you, this item that you want to sell, you need customers. So you go and call people and tell people, oh, listen, I got this thing I want to sell. Can you come over and, you know, and see if you want it, you like it? You call in them. So they have the upper hand in the final say because you call in them. So you call me. You guys call me. If I have the money, if I'm doing well where I have the extra money, but you got to remember, if you got to put money, when you go to a supermarket and you see a pound of chocolate, a chocolate bar that used to be $3, it's now $7. And a box of cereal that it's not this, and gasoline just went up 25 cents. You say to yourself, why I got to invest in this?
Well, you know what, Mr. Marisha, this is going to make you money, okay? All advertising has an expense, but it is the return on investment that is the most important number to pay attention to. This is about increasing your business online presence, because Local Splash will put your business information right in front of those high-paying potential customers that are searching for your kind of services. Okay? So would you mind me asking, Mr. Mauricio, how far are you willing to travel for any customers? Just an estimate, like they do 20 or 30 miles radius.
No, I don't, you got to understand, like I said to you before, I don't want to waste your time because
okay,
this kind of
conversation. I totally understand where you're coming from. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Okay. Bye.